From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk Monday, capturing the governor's office. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S. trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from the Iraqi prime minister, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The move came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government declared was illegal. Baghdad had described the advance as largely unopposed, but an aid organization said that some Kurdish Peshmerga and Iraqi fighters were killed in an overnight clash south of Kirkuk before the government troops advanced into the city. The death toll in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, has topped 300 as rescue teams continue to search for survivors from a massive explosion blamed on Islamist militants. One doctor head of the Mogadishu Ambulance Services tells VOA that VOA Somali, that 302 people are now confirmed dead from that blast, which struck a busy intersection in the Somali capital late Saturday. The government says 429 injured people have been taken to local hospitals, and that death toll is still likely to rise. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner swap, pleaded guilty Monday to charges that he endangered comrades by walking off his post. At a court-martial hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Bergdahl pleaded guilty to charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The latter does carry a maximum sentence of life in prison. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the Iran nuclear deal could lead to its total termination. That's a very real possibility, he said on Monday as he began a meeting with his cabinet at the White House. In remarks that were at times prepared and other times off the cuff, the president said a lot of people agreed with what he did in pulling away from the 2015 accord, which Iran reached with five permanent members of the UN Security Council and the European Union. None of the other parties to the agreement have endorsed Mr. Trump's move. However, EU foreign ministers meeting in Luxembourg dispatched top diplomat to Washington to fight for the deal. All entries submitted to the U.S. Diversity Immigrant Visa Program, also known as the Green Card Lottery, between October 3rd and 10th, have been lost due to a technical glitch. Individuals who submitted applications during these dates are directed to reapply. Duplicate entries to the program disqualify aspiring immigrants. The State Department, while will be sending automated email notifications to each entrant who applied in early October, instructing them to check the website, dvlottery.state.gov, for an important announcement. Venezuela's opposition coalition is rejecting the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, in which the ruling Socialist Party won at least 17 of the country's 23 states. The opposition, which had been predicted to take at least half the states, won just five, while the votes were still being counted in eastern Bolivar State, were still being counted on Monday. President Nicolas Maduro hailed the results as a win, referring to the movement's name for its predecessor, Hugo Chavez. Maduro said that voter turnout was a relatively high 61%, and he later tweeted that the Venezuelan people have achieved the triumph of peace and democracy through the vote. U.S. President Donald Trump is heading to five Asian countries early next month, looking to ramp up pressure against North Korea's nuclear weapons development, but also to promote American economic interest in the region. The White House said Monday that Mr. Trump's trip from November 3rd through the 14th will include visits to Japan, South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines, and face-to-face talks with the heads of state of each stop, as well as a layover in the westernmost state of Hawaii at the outset of the trip. This includes a mix of official gatherings at international meetings as well as a ceremonial and cultural event or two. He has marshaled international support of the United Nations for economic sanctions against North Korea in an effort to deprive Pyongyang from money for nuclear weapons. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.